Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast.
Hi.
With Rim and Lib.
Hi.
I'm Rimity.
I'm Libby.
And today we are doing our second happy
installation.
Our second installation
of happy hour advice.
Okay, I think these are maybe probably going to be my favorite episodes.
Yeah. They're pretty fun.
They're so fun.
And they're fun for us, too.
We just went to happy hour at our favorite local barbecue place.
Establishment.
That has the best margarita.
For $5.
Known to man. And now we're here recording this episode. Lib, how are you doing today, this week?
Doing good. Nothing new to report. I do have a fun story to tell.
Okay.
Of a friend, if we're willing to tell it.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's tell that. It's an amazing story.
I think that it goes with our advice column because I think it is something that we all need to hear. And
wait, I'm sorry. I need to say this. Like, Libby made me do the worm right before we got on. And I'm experiencing Libby like a headache and worm. Fatigue because of it.
So drama.
So anyways, continue.
That's crazy. Okay, so Saturday night, a group of us were at Truvine and we were playing
local brewery.
We were playing games. Sky Joe. Great game. And there was a man behind us and one of our friends said, "That guy behind you is kind of cute." We were all like, "Well, oh, wait, who?"
And the man behind us was like sitting where I've never really seen anyone sit before.
Just,
at this
leaning
place.
Against the wall.
Leaning against the wall. And we were wondering, like, for a second, is he trying to be near us? Like, he was never being creepy, but we were like, oh, what's this guy up to?
What's his story?
He was just there enjoying the vibes,
just
we find out.
Enjoying the music. So she's still kind of, like, trying to make eye contact with him, whatever. We leave, and as we leave, we're like, you need to go say hi to him.
You have to.
Go say hi. And she's like, I can't do it. And she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. We're like, okay, go to the bathroom. We're going to go to the car. On your way back, you need to just say hi. Just say, hey, I noticed you. I thought you were cute. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the bathroom. We sprint to the car.
We didn't need to. Like, was going to need to walk to the entire bathroom, do her business, and then walk the entire establishment back to him. But we sprinted to her car 50 feet away.
Exactly. With my little new flip-flops. I'm in my flip-flop era. Finally. Is a side note. I bought flip-flops on Saturday and I wore them all day Sunday, and the amount of comments I got, like, you look so summery, like, oh my gosh, you're in your flip-flop era. And I was like, yeah.
Which is so shocking because I wear flip-flops all the time and I don't really get comments like that.
Well.
But I've been wearing my flops for a year.
Exactly. Like, people haven't seen my feet. All of a sudden they're seeing my feet and they're like, oh my gosh. So anyways. We are leaving. We tell her to go up to him. We run to the car in my flip-flops. We pull up. We're facing where they are. She walks up to him. They proceed to talk for 10 minutes. So long that Rimity ends up going to the bathroom.
Myself. I'm like, okay.
She's like,
we're going
to
be here all night. I got to go.
I'm videoing, and we just had to like stop videoing because we were like, okay, this is going on forever. She comes to the car, tells us what happens. All she did, ladies... All she did was walk up to him, stand next to him, and say, hi.
Didn't even say her name.
She said, hi. And he said, hi, what's your name? They proceeded to talk for 10 minutes. He asked for her number. They're going on a date.
As we speak.
All she said was, hi. So everyone put that in your pocket.
If you're needing to feel inspired about anything, whether it's walking up to men and saying hi to them, about starting a business adventure, about following your dream, about your goals, like whatever it is, if you're needing inspiration, just know our friend walked up to a man and said hi.
And it worked. Because she's awesome and so are you.
So.
Anyways, that's what's up with me. That's my fun story.
That was our daily dose of medicine.
Yeah. Do you have anything new up with you?
I don't know. Do I?
I just finished reading Sunrise on the Reaping. And you're about to start it.
I'm about to start it. We have book club on Monday and that's our book. Which if you don't know, it's the newest Hunger Games book. And I cannot bring myself to start it.
You cannot bring yourself to start it. You've had it for like 2 days. What do you mean?
So true.
So, but I was telling Remedy she absolutely has to read it, though, because if she comes to book club, she's going to get spoilers and she's going to be sad. So she has to read it.
But the thing is, I'll probably, like, the way that I work is, like, if I have to get something done, I will do whatever I need to do to get it done. So watch me, like, using a PTO day on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
To read this book.
Well, this will come out before then, so.
So.
Go for it.
Stay tuned. Anything else going on with me? Not really. Me and Libby, I'm going to say it, might have just found our dream house.
Yep.
It was amazing. We were sitting at Stanley's and we're like, okay, we actually do need to for real figure out where we're living.
Mm-hmm.
I put me and Libby in a group text with our friend who is in real estate and who's always finding people the perfect houses. And I'm like, okay, hit us. And she's like, oh my gosh, I actually have a perfect place.
Immediately
sends it to us. Is sending us pictures. It's beautiful. Our jaws are on the ground. And then you'll never believe what happened. She walks in to the restaurant that we're at.
Is actively texting us.
We're watching her. Her husband walks in first. And I'm like waving and being like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And he's like, what? And I'm like, she's literally texting us. Right, like the reason she's looking at her phone not paying attention to us is because she's texting us about this house, and it might check all of our boxes.
Yeah,
so stay tuned to see if we move into there.
One of the boxes being expensive. So we'll see.
It is expensive, but
it might be the dream home.
Might be the dream home. And since it costs a little bit more than what we currently are paying both of us right now for rent, like maybe this is the step that me and Libby need to take into meeting all of our financial goals.
And I don't know what you mean by that, but we'll talk about it later. Because well, I don't know I what you mean by
like,
paying
if
more
we're
money.
Having to pay more money, like I'm actually gonna have to take my budget and my finances a little bit more seriously.
That's fair.
And strategize and be frugal where I need to be frugal.
Okay.
Whereas right now I'm just like, I can pay my rent.
Totally. Totally. Know? That's so fair.
Okay, Libby said we were yelling into our microphone, so if you're hearing a little bit less of us, blame Libby.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Bring the volumes down.
Do we want to go ahead and get into this advice?
I think we get into it. I'm going to set the scene for what this is if you missed our last happy hour advice column.
Okay.
Basically, this is, we want the vibe to be if you were to go to happy hour with your friends and they're giving you advice over some margaritas or some fun drinks. That's the vibe. We just got some margaritas and now we're going to read your questions and Remedy's taking a selfie.
My mom just texted me. Oh. I need to send her that I'm doing this.
And we're going to give you advice.
Speaking of, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that I tried to prank call my mom and tell her that I was attacked by a squirrel. And by the end of the episode, she had never responded. Well, she got upset with me yesterday when she listened to the podcast.
Oh, no. Because
she was like, I only didn't respond to you because you texted me and told me it was a prank. And I was like, yes, mom, hours later when I needed to text you about something else. So anyways.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Oh, Moni.
Love you, Moni.
Okay. So you set the scene.
I set the scene. That's the vibe. Picture you're at your favorite happy hour spot with us. Let's begin.
Okay. We asked you guys to write in some advice and we're going to go through it and answer your questions.
Great.
Okay. First question that we got is, we'll start off light. We'll start off easy. How do you know this question's better suited for you, Libby. Hmm. How do you know when it's time to chop your hair and when to keep growing it out?
Do you really think this is better suited for me?
Yes, because you like cry when you cut your hair too short.
I cried once.
Oh.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, I got a pretty traumatic haircut a year and a half ago and I was trying to grow my hair out and then I got a cut and I was like, okay, I want to cut it. I want to get some good layers to grow it out. And it was a horrid haircut and I cried and I was like, I am Joe from Little Women right now. I'm crying over my hair. I'm so vain. But it was pretty traumatic. And I still to this day, people are like, wow, Libby, your hair is so long. And I'm like, thank you. Like, you're not necessarily giving me a compliment, but thank you.
Thank you.
So I read this question I think that if you're asking the question, it's probably time.
For sure.
Because I think if you're asking the question, you're noticing that your hair is maybe feeling dull and lifeless, and maybe it's time, maybe just for a trim, maybe for a chop.
For sure.
And also the mom chop, it's a rite of passage. So for this person who asked, maybe you should just go for it.
Yeah. Who asked? Do you know? Oh. Cut your hair 100%. Your hair always grows back. Your hair always grows back. And you never know. You could cut it and feel so confident and so awesome and be like, oh my gosh, I should have short hair. Make sure my volume's the same. So absolutely. I say cut it.
Yeah, I think at least trim it, if anything.
If you need some inspo, you can go to one of our podcast role models, JC Marie Smith.
Yeah, just I was thinking about her too.
Her hair was so long.
Which
and her hair is iconic to who she is. Let's get that started.
Like, it is.
Let's be honest about that. And her hair was so long. She's been growing it out for so long. And she just cut it so short. And she looks amazing.
Yeah.
And it's going to grow back.
Yeah.
I will say
for the person who asked, I don't think you should chop your hair off. But you should cut it if you want to.
For sure.
If you're feeling ready.
For sure. Yeah, I said this question is good for you to answer because I kind of have a hard time with hair sometimes because I have really curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And in an ideal world, I would have really long hair when my hair is curly and natural.
Mm-hmm.
But when I straighten my hair, I wish my hair was really short.
Totally.
And that's just not doable.
Totally.
But I recently got layers in my hair, and when my hair is straight, it looks so much longer somehow than it did before.
Yeah.
Like, I cut it, and people were like, oh my gosh, your hair looks so long. And I'm like, what? I just cut it.
Yeah. Fair.
So, all that to say, like, it's just hair, and some days it looks better than others, regardless of the length. And so, if you're wanting to cut it, just cut it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. I think I'm going to ask this one. Been tutoring my neighbor for free and would like to be compensated for my services. Help. Want to be a sweet girl about it, but also I'm an educated educator and I'm putting in work twice a week to tutor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this question. Get your bag, girl. It's time for you to get your bag.
Get your bag as in get your money.
Get your money.
Yeah.
You're right. You are an educated educator.
You are. I know who this is and I know you are. You are very educated and you need to ask.
And the way that you should do that, I think, is you should make a flyer.
Oh.
And I think you should put your rates on the flyer.
Oh, and then give it to
them. And I think you should just give it to the parents and be like, hi, I'm just letting you know I've started tutoring a little bit more recently. And so I've made a set rate for tutoring. And I just wanted to give this to you.
Yeah.
And be like, I love tutoring, blah, blah, blah. Whoever it is, here are my new rates.
That's really good. I think it's just
what you should say.
My new rates, as it could, because you're emphasizing the fact that you had rates to begin with.
100%. Here are my new rates. And then they'll be like, oh my gosh, we haven't been paying you. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, that is no problem. Like, you don't need to like compensate me for what I've put in, unless you want to. But be like, here are my rates going forth.
That's good.
And you can just emphasize, like, I've had a couple people ask for tutoring. Yeah, you can even say that. I've had a couple people ask for tutoring. I obviously want to keep tutoring you guys because I love y'all and have enjoyed tutoring you guys twice a week. But here are my new rates going forth if you want me to keep tutoring.
Yes, that's good.
I'm getting more traction.
And maybe try to find some more traction.
100%.
So it's truthful. Like,
so it's truthful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you should make a flyer.
Yeah, that's good.
So it kind of just feels like general. Like, yeah. I'm not just saying you need to pay me, but I should just be getting paid in general if I'm tutoring anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that helps. Okay, next question. Somebody is asking, someone says, okay, seriously, guys, I need your help and I trust y'all on this. Bridesmaid speeches for rehearsal dinner. Mm. And then they say a little bit of a follow-up to clarify, just being in a wedding / close friends with someone and wanting to speak at their rehearsal dinner. How do you give a good speech? Need as much detail as possible, honestly.
Ooh. Okay, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'm curious your relationship with this person and if it's like a group situation. Because I'm going to speak to a group situation. And I think you should speak to an individual situation.
Perfect.
So me and my best friends from camp who are listening, love you guys. For all of our weddings, we have done a group speech. And we always talk about it either days before or even at the rehearsal dinner. And it's always a blast. It's such a fun memory for us. And we kind of come up with a general theme, and we each either tell a story about like a quality about our friend. We say a quality about our friend and we tell a story, or we tell a story and say a quality, whatever. And then then it kind of like goes from super silly to super serious and like really sweet and special. So I think if you are friends with that person, like in a group situation, like if you all live together in a house, if you all work at camp together, it's like kind of like an easy thing to go up as a group and do that. And it's also kind of special because then it's just like you get to kind of start this tradition. But to kind of like think like, okay, what are the qualities that we love about her? Like she's super, like she's really good at bringing people together. She's such a good listener. She is really dedicated. She's such a good friend. Or she is like really like motivated, like she's so smart, all these different things. And so just like thinking of those different things and then thinking of stories to go with them. So basically thinking of like things that you would want to tell her future husband about her to like brag on her. That's kind of like my syllabus of like a rehearsal dinner speech, is like bragging on my friend to the husband and to his friends. Because the amount of rehearsal dinners I've been to where I didn't super know the husband or the fiance yet, and I heard his friends talk about him, and I left being like, he is so awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I want to do for my friend, is I want to show him and his friends and his family, like, this is the person I know and love. And like, this is the person that your friend or family or son is marrying. And this is who I know her to be. And this is how awesome she is.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I love that.
Yeah.
My advice is, you really should prepare.
Yes.
I've given a few speeches, and the best ones are the ones that I've just prepared for the most.
That's fair.
And you, like, I don't know. Sometimes people are like, I don't need to prepare. Like, I can just, like, talk off the cuff, like, share my heart. And it's like, totally, you can, because you know that person and you love that person. But like Libby was saying, if you really want to communicate true things about that person, then you should spend some time thinking about what you're going to say.
Totally.
Regardless of how good of a communicator you are.
Yeah.
And so I would say really spend some time. I've had instances before where I just didn't prepare that well. And I think the people I was giving a speech to still felt loved and cared for.
Yeah.
But I walked away being like, ugh, like I should have prepared for that more.
I could have done better.
I could have done better. Yeah. And so I would say prepare. And then I would say, just a general rule of thumb, you should talk about how you know the person, but not making it about yourself, making it about them.
Yes. Emphasis on the person, not you.
Emphasis on the person, not you. And I think you should say something sweet. I think you should say something funny. And then I think you should say something about your friend and the person that they're getting married to together.
Yeah.
And just like also make a point to say something about the future spouse. I think my most successful speech that I gave, I was really being funny, but I was also being honest. And I, like Libby kind of said this, I chose something funny and like made a joke about it. This is so silly. But my best friend Maddie's wedding, I was like, I shared a bed with Maddie first. And that's because we were roommates at one point, and she let me stay at her house for literally 3 months for free, sharing her bed with her. But then I got to talk about how she's so selfless. She's so generous. She cares about people so much that she let someone stay in her bed with her for 3 months, like, and share a room with her. Like, that's insane. And then at the end, tied it up like, and Jake, I hope you enjoy spending a bed with her for like sharing a bed with her for the rest of her life, you know?
So that's just a great speech.
Funny and silly, but like find the funny and the silly and make it serious. And then also find a way to include the other person in it is what I would say is what you should do. And don't make it don't make it about yourself. Like, I've watched plenty of speeches online that I'm like, this is cringe, cringe, cringe. Like, and don't like make fun of the person you're giving a speech to, even if that's y'all's relationship. Like, complete sarcasm, complete joking. Like, the audience doesn't know that.
Your job is to hype them up.
Yes. Don't talk about their most embarrassing moments. No. Don't bring up past relationships, really. Like,
no, no.
Even if it's lighthearted between you guys, it doesn't come across good and encouraging to the audience. So just stay away from that. Just figure out your favorite qualities about the person. Write that stuff down. Figure out your favorite funny traits about that person. Find a way to tie it all in and say something nice about the spouse.
It's great.
Is what I would say.
Yeah.
Great.
That's good. Okay. I've had a crush on my guy best friend for the last 6 years. Wow. And he's finally single again as of December. I told him I felt confused by him in September / set some boundaries. And now I don't know if I should bring it up again or not. I don't want to like him because of how confusing he's being, flirting with no confirmation that he likes me, but also do love, oh my gosh, love him at the same time.
Oh gosh.
Help! Do I tell him how I feel? I'm sick.
I love this story.
I'm sick. I'm sick.
Oh my gosh. I love this story.
Do you tell him how? I feel like I need to go. I think I need a real happy hour with this person where we're sitting down and we're really hashing through the lore.
100%.
Because this is the kind of situation that I'm like, I can't give you an answer unless I know all the information.
What? 100% they should tell the person.
Really?
You should be planning to have a conversation with this person soon.
But are you in actual contact with them? Flirting with no confirmation that he likes me.
Best friend?
Okay, fine. I was picturing someone she hasn't really talked to in a
while. I've had a crush on my guy best friend for the last six years. And he's finally single again as of December. My biggest question is how long he was dating the last person he was dating. Because now that he's single, obviously he was dating someone. I wonder for how long. I don't really think that changes my answer. Actually, I'm rethinking because I'm like, wait a second. Have I been in a situation like this before?
Have you? Oh.
100% I have.
Oh, okay. So in this situation, would you have told him how you felt? You didn't, so.
It really depends. If you are feeling really frustrated with this person.
Yeah.
And you are like, I actually don't appreciate the way that you've treated me, flirting with me and being confusing. And you are thinking to yourself, like, I actually don't want to end up with this person. Then don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Go to some counseling, do some processing with God and with yourself and move on.
Okay.
But if there's a scenario in which you're like, I genuinely love this person so much and I want to be with them, then tell them. Shoot or shoot.
I thought you were gonna say shoot your shot, but then you said shoot or shoot.
Same thing. Shoot your shot. Shoot or shoot. You're not gonna make the basket unless you shoot the ball.
And he's single.
And he's single, so there would be nothing wrong with you telling him.
Yeah. I'm always team tell him.
At the same time, though, I do understand your frustration with you having to be the one that had to set boundaries and be like, stop flirting with me. Mm-hmm. Stop being confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're able to like look past that and be like, but I still want to be honest with you because I do have deep feelings for you and I would maybe like to see if it works, then just tell him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, no, actually, Okay, yeah, I say this because I've been in a situation with someone who I was friends with for years and felt like we're in love. For real, we're in love.
Oh my gosh.
But then I evaluated and I was like, even though I like love you so much, I actually don't see a world in which I would want to be with you. And so I've never said anything to them. And I don't plan on saying anything to them. And I don't ever think that we're going to end up together. And I genuinely feel so fine with that.
Yeah.
But if I'd done some processing and I was like, okay, even amidst the history, I still want to be with you, then I would tell them if they were single.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think you just need to decide. Do you want to marry this person? If you want to marry this person, tell them. There's no reason you shouldn't. But if you're like, ugh, you frustrate me so much and I don't want to be with you actually, and I don't respect these things about you, then don't tell him.
Also, something I've said to Remedy, two things. One, if he's your best friend and you marry someone else or he marries someone else, you're not going to be best friends anymore. So like you're 100%. Literally not losing anything. If he's not your best friend and he's just this guy that you have a relationship with that you're flirting with, something I've told Remedy before, all you're losing is a mediocre friendship with a guy. So go for it. Go for it, because it's like, what is this friendship even worth? It's just like confusing and flirtatious and causes you stress. If it's not life-giving to you at all, like you literally have nothing to lose. Or if he's literally your best friend, that's going to change regardless. So you might as well be honest.
For sure.
I'm completely changing my mind by the end of this.
If that's the other thing, this is just general advice. And maybe it's an opinion, but I think it's factual.
Oh, no. What is it?
Girls and guys cannot be best friends.
True.
Without there being feelings there.
So true.
And even if there are feelings there, unless you decide to date and get married to each other, like your friendship has an expiration date. Mm-hmm. And so if you're fine with your friendship having an expiration date, then great. Maybe you don't need to tell them. Save yourself some drama. Mm-hmm. But if you're like, I don't know if I can live in a world in which this friendship doesn't have an expiration date, then tell them. But I've been in a situation where I'm like, this relationship cannot have an expiration date. I do not want to see a world in which you are not a part of it. But then I sat and I processed it a little bit more and really thought through, like, do I want to be with this person? And I was like, no, I don't. And so I just asked God to help me move on, and I did.
I'm physically shutting my mouth right now. I'm literally physically closing it with my hands.
So I don't know. It really just depends on loaded. How you feel. Let me look at this again. Like,
it depends on how I feel.
If you don't want to like him because of how confusing he's been, which is what you've said, but also you do love him at the same time. What I'm going to say about this is sometimes, and I hate that I'm having to say this.
Oh, no.
Sometimes guys need a little bit of help. Sometimes guys don't realize that they're being confusing. Sometimes guys don't realize that they're flirting with you. Or even if they realize that they're flirting with you, they don't realize that it's affecting you. And so if that's the only reason that you're like, I don't want to like him, but there's a bank of other reasons that you do like him and that you want to like him, then tell him. And if anything else, you can just say like, we've had friendship for 6 years. You mean a lot to me. If you ask me out right now, I would probably say yes to you. But I also want you to know the way that you have treated me has been extremely confusing and at times hurtful.
Yeah.
And you can do with that whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if you genuinely care about this person, I do think you should like maybe say that. You said you already did though. You've set boundaries. But I feel like also like if you felt confused by him and you set boundaries, when you say that you like set some boundaries, do you mean that you just set boundaries and you took a step back? Or did you already tell him? Like, by setting boundaries, do you mean you told him, stop treating me like this?
Because if you did and he kept doing it, or if he didn't admit feelings, then you need to move on.
Then move on. But if you didn't, if you just set the boundaries yourself and you never said anything to him, then I 100% think you should say something.
You need to be clear.
You need to be clear. Of just like, I don't know if you feel this. I've felt this for 6 years.
Yeah. It's a long time.
This is the way that you've been treating me for 6 years. I have deep feelings and affection for you.
Yeah.
If you don't have those same feelings, amazing. I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. Our friendship has an expiration date and it's currently hurting me. So bye. And that's going to be hard for you to process. But also tell him though, like, but you've been acting this way for me. If you feel any sort of feelings toward me, then do something about it. Like, we've been great friends for so many years. Then I don't know. Maybe we should try. So
I hope this was helpful.
I do hope this was helpful. You're in a tough spot. You really are.
One of the toughest. One of the absolute toughest spots.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But you can move past it. You just have to figure out like what it's worth for you. But you should know your friendship does have an expiration date.
True.
Because he's a boy and you're a girl.
True.
And by that, we mean you're either going to get married and you can't be best friends with a guy when you're married. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to get married and you can't be best friends with him if he's married. So it either ends in you guys dating or you not being friends anymore. So you just have to decide what it's worth to you.
It's good.
Wow.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Next one. Advice about how to balance consuming worldly media / TV / music versus using free time, doing things to learn more about God, reading, praying, listening to worship. Been feeling convicted that I spend most of my time not in fruitful ways.
Great question. Age old question, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You have any initial thoughts? If not, I do.
Go.
My biggest piece of advice that I tell myself on a daily basis, and also I share with people in my life, is that it all comes down to abiding with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
We can spend all day long being like, I should do these things and I should not do these things.
Mm-mm.
And at the end of the day, your list of do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs do not matter if you're not abiding in the Father. When you are choosing actively every single day to abide with Jesus, he is going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
He's going to help you. You're going to know, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? At the same time, like, every good thing in this world was created by God.
Yeah, true.
Like, for our enjoyment as his children. If you are feeling convicted about something, then
stop
repent
doing it. Yeah.
And do the opposite thing.
Totally.
If you're feeling convicted about the music you're listening to, don't listen to that music anymore. If you're feeling like you're feeling convicted that you're spending too much time on social media, then don't be on social media as much. But if you are doing things in your life that aren't necessarily like Christian media, but you're abiding with the Father genuinely and truly, and he's like, you're not feeling convicted, then you can keep doing those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am on the end of the spectrum of, I love social media and I love to scroll. I have so many friends who watch so many movies, who watch so much TV, who listen to so much music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really do those things. I like scroll on TikTok and on Instagram. And I genuinely have never felt conviction about the amount of media that I consume in that way. I don't think that it deters how much I think about God, how much time I'm spending with God. Maybe sometimes in the morning, I'm like, why am I getting on social media before I'm like spending time with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
But that is really the only thing. And I still wake up every single day and I spend time with God and I abide in him and I speak to him throughout the day. And I feel the presence of God near to me. And I also get on Instagram, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like feeling convicted, then you should set some limits for sure.
Yeah.
But if you're abiding in God and you're connected to him and you're prioritizing time with him, and asking him for help and wisdom and discernment and guidance, he's going to give it to you. And we cannot spend our lives like stressed and concerned about the worldly things that we're partaking in, because we legitimately do live in the world. You just need to be conscious of, are you living in the world or are you of the world?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that anything that we do that is creative or grows us, like physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, mm-hmm. I think that is like glorifying to the Lord. Mm-hmm. If you choose for it to be glorifying to the Lord. 100%. So it's like, if you're spending time reading or journaling or watching a movie that you super love and like find so much beauty in, or spending time with your friends, like that can also be glorifying to the Lord. Like anything is worship.
Yeah.
That is done for the Lord. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not just like you're only allowed to listen to worship music. You're only allowed to read Christian books. You're only allowed to, you know,
yeah,
talk to friends about God. Like all of those things can be glorifying to the Lord. It's just your heart behind it. So
yeah. We also all have different convictions.
Yes.
And our convictions also change as we're sanctified and as we're in different seasons of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so you can have one season of like no media whatsoever, mm-hmm. that's not Christian. And then the next season you can be like, I actually enjoy this. And like, mm-hmm. God gave these talents to this person and I'm enjoying them. And
yeah.
All those things. And so, and also like too much of anything can be bad.
Exactly.
Like,
anything can be an idol, even good things.
Anything can be an idol. If you like love to work out and you're like, my body is a temple, I have to work out, I have to do all these things, but it's become an idol in your life and you're prioritizing it and it's the most important thing, then maybe you need to go eat a bowl of sugar.
Go eat a bowl of
in
sugar
in your bed.
Your church can become an idol.
1,000,000%, Libby, speak it. Speak
if
up,
you're like,
girl.
My church is everything. Like, my involvement at church is everything. I have to do every single thing. I have to say yes to all these things.
Most
I have
amazing
to,
pastor.
Yes. Like, he is perfect. Like, he can do no wrong. That can very easily become an idol. Like, your worship music can become an idol. I've been saying this.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been saying this. So, it's like, you got to be discerning. You got to pay for discernment.
I've had seasons of my life where I don't listen to worship music.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Where I've, like, genuinely had seasons where I'm like, I know this is a good thing. Mm-hmm. It is not being good to me right now, mm-hmm. or good for me right now.
If you're not discerning, it can so easily become really scary 100%. And like not full of truth. If mm-hmm. you're not discerning about it, like all worship, it's not like if it's labeled worship music, it's safe.
For
and
sure.
it's true. That's for not sure. true. So we're really going
and
a
then
totally
I've,
different direction.
I mean, I've also had seasons of reading 6 chapters of the Bible a day and that being an amazing and fruitful and edifying thing for me, and seasons where I read 3 verses of the Bible a day.
Yeah.
It is just like, let's open scripture, God's very word to us. There is no step-by-step plan about any of this.
Yeah.
But you have the Holy Spirit living with inside of you. Mm-hmm. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I've been watching too much media. Oh, I feel convicted watching this rated R movie or listening to these explicit songs. Then don't do it. That's conviction from the Holy Spirit. And he's telling you like, hey, I want to strengthen you and I want to grow you. Let's take a step back from this. Let's turn towards this for a little bit. And that might not be forever.
Yeah.
But it's all about balance, baby. And the way that we find balance as believers is asking the Lord to help us discern and give us clarity and wisdom. So.
Why is my thumb snatched right now?
Libby's thumb has a tiny waist.
Why is she looking so freaking snatched?
She's top heavy.
Yeah, it's because she was freaking holding this mic. Okay, you read the last one.
Okay, last question that we're going to answer today is kind of funny / crazy. Okay. Let's see.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah, it's long.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So in college, I was a part of a year-long prank. Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
I had no clue what was going on. Me and my friend worked at a church nursery for all 4 years of college. One of our roommates started also working at that church, but in a different department, and she started working there our junior year. We all always joked about how we are all 3 co-workers. Then, our senior year, our other roommate told us she got a job as an event planner at that church. We all thought it was so crazy all four of us worked there and then continued to make jokes about us being coworkers. It was a huge church, though, and we all worked different times, so we were never running into each other. We were told she worked Monday nights, and when we would look on Find My Friends, she was there. Our roommate, who was the event planner, always told us about the event she was running and knew about the big Christmas program we did with the kids, and she told us how she was contributing. It was all so believable. She continues, quote-unquote, working there throughout the second semester of senior year. She tells us about these gift baskets that they are making to appreciate all their college staff at the end of the year with Lululemon gift cards and all these crazy things. The church has a lot of money, so again, believable. We were getting so excited to get these appreciation baskets, but they never came and just kept telling us to wait it out, and it was really worth it, and they are adding more and more things. I was picking out what I was going to buy on my gift card.
No.
Okay. Then it was May and we were doing our ring dunk. Okay, so they go to A&M. And right before we were going to dunk, which if you don't, you know what that means. Whatever. If you're listening to that, you know what that
means. If you don't, it's unimportant.
Look it up. Okay. We were going to dunk. The two girls who worked at the church and the other departments told me and the girl who worked in the nursery that she actually never worked at the church. It was lying about working at a church is crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay. It was so shocking and such a long, believable bit. She just went to a class every week at the church. Anyways, to make up for the bit, they told us they were going to get us Lululemon gift cards, but they never did, and I still want my gift card. I bring it up or just let it go?
Shut up. I'm sorry. I'm putting it on you a bit. You believe that she worked at the church because she spent one evening or one, like, hour a week there?
She was there Monday nights for a couple of hours.
Do you know what it is to have a job?
Okay, but I think that's kind of how... Okay, so if you didn't get the story, four college roommates, okay? Two of these girls worked at this big church together in the nursery. The other girl
volunteered. Let's emphasize.
They worked.
They were paid. Okay.
They worked at this nursery volunteer. I'm sorry. They worked at this church nursery, the two of them together.
Got paid.
Another one of the friends worked in a different department. And then senior year, the other friend told them that she also worked at the church.
Oh my gosh.
But in reality, she was just going to a class every Monday
night.
Why did
she tell them that? Just to be silly?
Just as a prank. Like, oh my gosh, I work there too.
At that point, to me, it's a lie. That's not a prank. That's a lie.
But again, she said it's a really big church.
That's a lie.
I guess we don't know the situation, but I'm like...
I don't know. What is the advice we're giving? We're supposed to answer if she should ask about her Lululemon gift card. That's the advice we're giving. So it's like
advice.
None of this even matters what we're talking about. Sure. Talk to your friend about getting a Lululemon gift card. That's my advice. Yes, you should. You should say, hey, you pranked me. That was awesome. Good on you. I think I'm owed a gift card. Period.
100%. Done. And giving a little bit more context, I think the friend who did the pranking gave the... Okay, so I think the first two friends who work in the nursery together are one group.
Uh-huh.
Then the other two friends, one who worked, one who really didn't, were mm-hmm. both in on the prank.
Got it.
And so those two friends told the two nursery friends... It was all a prank. So it's 2v2.
I think two should give two the
continue listening.
Card. Oh.
I think the main friend who did the pranking for one of the nursery friends, her birthday was last month and she gave her a Lululemon gift card.
Oh.
And I think the other one didn't get the Lululemon gift card and I think she's asked for it.
Oh.
And she's been like, what the heck? Like, it's time to get my Lululemon gift card.
And she should get it.
I think you should get the gift card, and I think you should just continue asking. I think you should be like,
even if you don't get to your birthday,
another month waiting for my Lululemon gift card.
Yeah.
Because it's not serious. This isn't serious. This is an incredibly stupid thing.
Any situation of this, you're losing something you never had, or you're gaining something you never had. So you're going to be okay. If you really want that Lululemon gift card.
What do you mean losing something you never had?
Well, you never had the gift card to start with. So you're losing. You're just either not getting something you never had, aka you're not getting the Lululemon gift card, or you're getting a Lululemon gift card for doing nothing other than believing a prank.
My favorite part was when she said, I already picked out what I was going to get with my Lululemon gift card. So I can't believe this is all coming down to Lululemon.
It's so stupid. But also, like, if she never gives it to you, you need to go buy yourself that stuff. I don't care how much it is. Just go get it. You can afford it. You're fine.
Go get it and let it go.
Go let it go. And it was like, college funny. Baby. College baby.
But yeah, you should for sure ask. And you should just continue to ask in a lighthearted manner.
Yeah.
And like make funny videos and be like, wishing I could get this.
Funny videos.
Or just like sending so stupid niche. Texts. And if they actually start to get offended by it, just be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I offended you. You told me you were going to give me a Lululemon gift card. And you didn't.
Let's remember the years you lied to me.
But if you're truly getting offended by this, okay, I'll stop. And then you just let it go.
And then you buy yourself your own stuff.
Weird vibes a little bit for a little bit, but then you'll get over it.
Yeah.
So I say you keep asking.
Yeah.
In funny ways until there's a problem or until you get your gift card.
Great advice.
Great.
This was a silly way to end this.
There was that entire anecdote about the gift card.
Yeah, that it all came down to it. Okay, awesome. Hey, I'm really glad that last episode was not our last episode.
Me too. I got a lot of texts.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of texts, but I saw all the comments.
Oh, you didn't get a lot of texts.
I didn't. They didn't believe that I could.
Well, my friends really texted me.
They were like worried.
Oh, we're sad. What do you mean? This is your last episode. Why is this your last episode? And I would tell people like, listen.
Just go listen to the episode.
Even my mom.
Oh.
Last episode? What do you mean?
After she was prank called.
At like 8 a.m. After she was prank called. She
so should
have
known.
Do you have any advice for me?
Read your book.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for me?
My advice for you is...
I need a lot.
You need a lot of freaking advice, Libby. My advice for you is let go, let God.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
And that?
Let go, let God. I need a screensaver of a mountain. Let go, let God.
Screensaver of a mountain is too much. We need to be done.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for joining us for another Happy Hour Advice Column. We will talk to you guys next week.
Love you. Bye.